Hello there, I am Daryl Ladapo. This is the second week in our series of UWP controls. In this video, I'll be showing us how to use the list view in our application. So let's get started. So you can get this code sample at the following link, ak.ms/UWP list view. Alright, so let's get started with our demo. Thank you very much. Alright. So the first thing I did in this demo was to create the model for the tab. So in this demo, I will just be showing how to just bind to a backend using the list view. And I just need three things. For this demo, you could add more in your applications as need be. So I use the name, I need the name, I need phone, and I need the image path. So I need to display the name, phone number, and then the image, the picture. So, and then this is just how I define my data type, my employee type. So, I named it employee, you can name it anything you like. And that's in my model folder. Then I created a folder called model. If you just do that, I can add, then you go to folder, then you click the name, then inside the folder, you can add the class. Then I have my employee view model. So, this is what binds to my model. So I just created a new instance of an employee. I called employee list data type. So I'll add just 5 employees repeatedly, marked of this phone number with a path to this image. So I also create an images folder where I have this beautiful picture. And so I just added 5 instances of MacDuke. Right. So when I call this method, get employee method, I get returned MacDuke 5 times with his phone number and his picture. All right, so in my main page.xaml, I put a list view control right over here. So I'm trying to zoom in. Okay, so I put the list view control and then I named it employee list view. And have my list view.items template. This is just how you bind data basically using the old traditional this binding model. And this is quite easy to do. You don't need to cram it or anything, it just flows. Alright, so I named it employee list so I can bind it in my back end of C#. And I have list view.item template, data template, so I can how each data would work on my application. And then so I generally love your stack panels. So I put a stack panel with a margin of 6, so there will be enough space. When I show, you'll see how it looks. So I then put an image. This binds to my image part. You could see in this place, I put the image part. I have the name, I have phone, and I have image part. So this is what I'll be binding to. So I have, I'm binding the image source. So the image part, I'm binding the name, the text box to the name, and that text box to the phone number. All right, so this is just the data template I defined. So this will replicate 5 times when I view it. So for now, nothing will show in my design view. So, but when I run it on my emulator, you would see how it looks like. So remember that I added a models folder defining my employee. So this defines my employee. And then this gets instance 5 instances of employee, that's MacDuke for number 1 to 9. Then the image part, this beautiful guy called user. And then my main page is xaml.cs. I just write a little snippet of code. Alright. So this code just gets the employee view model as a new instance, then gets the employee from the method as I've shown us earlier. Gets the employee method, then the item source of my employee list view, which is this main page.xaml, where are you? Employee list view, right? So the item source for that is the employee list which I created. Alright, so let's run this and see how it looks. So this is my Windows 10 mobile emulator on my machine. So I'm waiting for the application to load up. So you can see this is MacBook 2, MacBook 3, MacBook 4, and MacBook 5. So if you have Android, so to scroll through all that list of data, so you could use this more often in your application. You could set different images for different users. You could get the users from a database or a text file or a JSON file or from web service as you like it, all right? So thank you very much. I guess I'll see you in the next video.